Hello there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. I'm so happy to welcome you here, and I want to congratulate you and thank you for saying yes to the possibility of attracting the relationship of your dreams. I am your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy, because I don't want you to just get a guy, but rather I want you to be with a guy who is just right for you and who makes your heart sing. And I'm very passionate about helping single women who want to meet and attract your right guy because of my own journey of meeting and attracting my own Mr. Right and becoming a ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I want to assure you that you're in the right place if you are finally ready to meet and attract the right guy for you. This virtual gathering is designed to help you see what is really possible for you, to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to support you on your journey to the right guy. And I'm thrilled and honored to tell you that I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their very best wisdom, advice, and guidance to help you meet and attract your own right guy. I'm really thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. So now it is my privilege and opportunity to introduce and interview our wonderful guest today, Shelley Bullard. Welcome, Shelley.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, so grateful to have you here. So excited about the things that you're going to share today. I know it's going to be of great value to the women that are listening. And before we get started, I just want to introduce Shelley in a little bit more detail. Shelley Bullard is a student and a teacher of love. I love that, Shelley. That's beautiful. Student and teacher of love. I love that. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist turned love coach. She believes romantic relationships are the way in which we spiritually transform. Our most profound growth comes from evolving through issues that arise in relationships, leading us to a deeper sense of joy, connection, and fulfillment in love. Shelley's purpose in life is to guide people through this process. Shelley coaches individuals on the phone and Skype. She also offers an e-course, Become His Muse, How to Inspire a Man to Fall Madly in Love with You, which will be launching very soon. And I love this topic. I think it's so juicy, Shelley. And Shelley is going to be speaking with us today on the topic of how to become his muse. So, Shelley, your topic for the Ready for the Right Guy Summit is to become his muse. What does it actually mean for a woman to become his muse?
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks so much for the introduction. And I just want to say real quick that I'm so excited to be here and to be speaking to all of you about how to get the right guy. It's just so important. We want the right guy. We want the good guys. And so I work with a lot of people, a lot of women, in finding the right guy. And the idea of becoming his muse, I'm really drawn to the idea of a muse. I think because what a muse is to me, she's adored, and she's attractive, and she's inspiring. There's like this powerful energy behind the idea of a muse. And, you know, this is, with a lot of women that I speak to, they want relationships to feel alive. They want there to be a lot of energy there, a lot of attractive energy. And when I think about the muse, she inspires men to feel that way, to feel really attracted to her, to feel desire, to feel alive, to turn him on, to inspire him to be a better man. And I think I know inside myself and a lot of women I talk to, like there's a part of me who wants to really be able to do that for a man, to like really be in my feminine power and inspire a man to be a better man.
So, I love that.
So, you know, talking about how to get the right guy, I think that's so important. Like, when we think about the right man and the right woman, when they come together, there's a lot of that's kind of, it's kind of an unstoppable pair when you really are matched with the right person. And so I encourage women to kind of step into their feminine fullness, and in doing so, in becoming a muse by doing so, they can really start to attract the right guy. And that's a powerful combination right there.
Yeah, it really is. And I love this concept that you're talking about, the feminine power and inspiring a man to kind of be the best version of himself. And really, you know, when you combine two people that are well suited for each other and well matched, the whole becomes greater than the sum of the two parts, right, as they say?
Totally. That is so true. It's there's like this, there's each individual person in their fullness, and then there's the relationship, which becomes this whole other entity in itself. And it is pretty powerful to be in that type of relationship where both whole people are contributing to one another and kind of gifting their individual gifts to one another, as the feminine, as the masculine. It's beautiful, and it's definitely potent and powerful.
Yeah, and as I was sharing your introduction, and you spoke about how you believe that romantic relationships are the way in which we spiritually transform, and that these kinds of relationships provide us with such opportunity for growth, that really rings true to me. And I think, you know, that's another reason why, you know, being a student as well as a teacher of love is so important, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're all learning here. There isn't a formula. If there was, it would be, you know, there isn't like a direct formula. The way I think of relationships is actually really similar to a spiritual practice. It's a practice. And it's an opportunity for me to continue to go deeper into myself, continue to open more, continue to receive more, continue to be more authentic, more vulnerable, more truthful. And our romantic relationships give us an opportunity to do that over and over again, because they, you know, the most bliss can come from our romantic relationships, and the biggest challenges of our lives.
Right.
It's an opportunity for a full relationship, including all the whole spectrum. And those blissful moments are fantastic, and the hardship is an opportunity for us to grow. That's when we grow, when things are difficult. And so instead of looking at hardship in relationship as, you know, I mean, it can be looked at in a lot of different ways, but it is part of the package. I think that's the important point. It's part of the deal. And so how do we use that piece to grow?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, beautifully said. So, Shelley, what would you say is the first step in becoming a man's muse?
The first step is always centered around finding fullness within, finding love within ourselves, connecting deep into our own heart. So there's like a process that many of us go through in romantic love. And the first stage, or the first step that I'd say all of us kind of start out in, is this place of feeling like we are not whole as we are. And so we need something outside of us to make us feel whole. We need something outside of us to make us feel better. And a lot of us, women, reach for a man. You know, he is the key for me to feel worthy. He's the key for me to feel good enough.
Right.
And we all still have that. That's just one little part of us. Like, everyone has that piece in them that can feel that way. But we can graduate out of that mindset and into a mindset where we are full no matter what, with or without a man.
Right.
And for a lot of people, that is actually, you know, that in itself can be a spiritual awakening. It's like finding your spirit within, finding your magnificence and your wholeness within. And as we begin to develop a practice of connecting into that place within us that knows we are already okay as we are, we start to become full from the inside out. And that's always the first step in attracting a relationship that you want, because the truth is no man is ever going to complete you, you know.
Right.
Nobody's ever going to complete me. He can be a nice addition to my life, but he's not going to complete me. I complete me. So the sooner I kind of take care of that piece on my own, then I become more ready for a full man. When I'm full, I'm going to attract a full man. So that's the first step. It's a step of feeling deep self-love.
Yeah, that's so important. And I think, you know, when we come from this place of lack or scarcity or not feeling like enough or not having that love for ourselves, then we tend to attract less healthy and more needy type relationships, right?
Yeah, we always attract our reciprocal. And so what you'll find is, you know, I know this has been true in my life as well. It's true for all of us, I have found, that when I'm seeking a relationship from that real lacking place, and it's a more needy place, it's kind of clinging, I need something, I need him, or I need something, you know, mm-hmm. to feel better about myself. What ends up happening is we obtain that thing, and then it, like, you know, we are blissed for a little bit, for a few moments, and then that feeling of lack comes back. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but
mm-hmm.
it's like,
yeah,
you're grasping for something, and then you get it, and you're like, ah, this doesn't fulfill me. Well, the same is true. I mean, that's what happens in relationships, because the lack is an inner lack. It's the ego. It's the ego saying, you aren't good enough, you aren't complete, you need something outside of you to complete you. But it creates this game of chasing and never being fulfilled. So the step of self-love is dropping kind of that story that the ego is telling us and diving deeper into the truth.
Right.
The truth of love that is within all of us, that we are enough. Like, you already are enough. You have fullness in you. You have strength in you. You are beautiful. You are magnificent. And there's practices we can do to strengthen that voice of the soul or the spirit or love itself or truth, whatever you want to call it. It's a deeper voice inside of all of us.
So yeah, that leads really nicely into the next question I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. Is, since this is so important and since you said there are ways that we can strengthen this self-love and that voice, how can a woman begin to feel more self-love?
This is the question. This is, like, the big question.
It is. It is. It is the big question in so many ways, isn't it?
It really is. It's like, once I figured out how to connect into the love within me, my whole life changed.
Mm.
Like, everything changed. And I've been practicing self-love, I guess you could call it that, since then, and it's continues to change my life. So there's a lot of different ways to contact this sense of love within ourselves. When I work with people, you know, I tell them it's not like rocket science. It's more, it just takes devotion. Like, we have to every day create practices that are supportive of us feeling held and good and loved. So that includes, for some people, I mean, it can look a lot of different ways. For some people, that's meditation. For some people, it might even be yoga. For some people, it's, for me, I go out in nature a lot. When I go into nature, I, like, feel a sense of wholeness. It means eating right and exercising. I think another big practice could be journaling, like letting your inner self have a voice. And what does it want to say? Who are you, really? You know, asking that question, who am I? Starting to get attuned to this deeper sense of who you are. Because it's not this linear, like you do these steps in this order, which sometimes our minds, you know, our egos like that type of, we like to know exactly what to do. But this is more of an intuitive process. And all the women on this call, I know, are intuitive because we are as women. So
right.
It's more about feeling deep into your heart and your soul and who you are and being guided from that place as often as possible, or spending time in that place as often as possible.
Yeah, I love this, and I think that, you know, another piece of this is, you know, treating yourself with the kind of respect that you would like to model, speak for, you know, how you want others, not just romantic partners, but others to treat you as well. I mean, I think we kind of set the tone by how well and how kindly and how gently we treat ourselves in many ways, and how we want other people to treat us, right? We can kind of model that through our own actions, and that's, I think, a part of this self-love journey. And again, you know, it's an intuitive journey, as you say. What that might look like for one woman may be a little different than another, but I think that's a key piece.
Right. Yeah. I think there's, like, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think there's these two pieces to us as humans. You know, there's the deep, there's like my spirit that feels whole and perfect as it is, and then there's the human aspect of me. And that exists too, with all my flaws and all my bad days and all my emotions that are messy. That's part of me. And the more I can find acceptance for, you know, not just like the magnificent parts, but like all of me. And the more I can feel compassion for myself and really like love myself and respect myself, absolutely, the more that's what I'm going to receive from the outside. I'm also going to receive things that are hard, you know, and are challenges. And it's going to inspire me to continue to love deeper, love myself deeper. But yeah, what you're talking about as far as self-respect, and a big piece I just wanted to throw in here, boundaries. Boundaries are so big, and so big when it comes to finding the right guy. I just want to say a little piece about boundaries. They are an amazing screening tool when it comes to screening men. Because when a lot of us have a lot of trouble saying no to people.
Right.
Especially the men. We don't want to come off as, you know, high maintenance or whatever it is. And we also don't want to reject someone. We all have a lot of issues around saying no. But what I have found is when I say no and set boundaries, the men who can handle it, those are the right men. The men who can hang out and be like, okay, and like be okay with my boundary, that's the right kind of man. The men who can't handle it, they're just out.
Right.
Like, if they don't like the boundary, then they're out. You know, I say that kind of harshly. I don't mean it super, you know, in a mean way, but what I mean is we have to set boundaries if we want to be real about who we are. And the right guys, they can handle it.
Right.
And what I have found is it actually becomes kind of fun to then set a boundary with someone and see how strong he is. Like, what's he going to do with that? And really, the strong men are like, they're going to be okay with your boundaries and with you saying no. That actually feels good to them. So that's just a little pointer about boundaries and self-love.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because I do think that that can be a good screening, filtering system, if you will.
It really is. Well, that's another thing about kind of finding the right guy is a lot of men are going to come in. Every man who comes in is not the right guy. We have to kind of decipher who is the right man. And we do that with our intuition and by setting boundaries and by, you know, feeling out, is this person going to respect me the way I want to be respected? Not all men are going to, but some will.
Right.
You have to make sure he's the right one. And he kind of goes through some tests first.
Right.
You know, informal tests, but you have to screen who he is.
Right, right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shelley, once a woman, you know, begins to find and strengthen this love inside, how can a woman find the relationship she wants?
So, as I was talking about, there is a difference between feeling like you need a man and like you're grasping for a man, and there's like this a little more of a desperation. Mm-hmm. Underneath it, right? That's more the ego. I don't feel complete, so I need a man. That's more that anxious ego way of finding a man. But when we find that love within ourselves and we practice that, and perhaps we'll even feel content being on our own for a little bit as we're practicing that self-love, we'll start to feel more fullness from within. And from that place, desiring a man feels very different than that clingy place. It's more, I want a man. Like, I just desire a man to be in my life, to add to my life. It's like a fullness. It's a desire for fullness. I don't know if the callers can distinguish between the two, the clingy, oh, I need a man, and the, I just want a good man. I'm not going to take any man. I'm going to take the right man.
Right, right.
Right. So this is the difference. And this is one of the first steps in like really starting to call him in, this
mm-hmm.
right man, is feeling that desire from deep within. And so it's important at this point, when women are at this point, to start to really cultivate an idea of who this man is before he shows up. So I talk a lot about masculine and feminine dynamics, and for me as a feminine woman, I really desire a masculine man. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to describe a little bit what that man feels like to me so women on the call can get a sense, oh, is that the type of man, or does he have similar qualities to that man? They can start to feel into the type of man they perhaps want.
Right.
So a masculine man is really strong, internally really strong. He can be strong on the outside too, if that helps. We'll take that.
Yeah.
But he's like internally strong. He's present. He's conscious. He's driven. He's usually really purposeful. Like, he knows what he's got to do and he wants to do it. It's just like this real strong, firm strength to a masculine man. And that, for most women who I work with and speak to, they're like, yeah, I want that guy. Like, you can start to feel him. And as you feel him, I feel myself kind of relaxing, like, yeah, that type of man would feel really good.
Right.
So I would suggest to the women on the call, find that fullness within yourself, then start to intuitively feel into, who is your next man? What does he feel like? You know, the lists are great, and you can make a list of, like, all the things you want in a man. That's fine, too. But I want you to really feel him. Start to feel his essence. And what you can do, you can actually begin to feel a very physical man before he even steps into your world. He's probably coming pretty quickly when you get there. And it's an enjoyable process. It's like you're feeling into him. You know he's coming for you. You know who he is. And yeah, you just feel him out. Does that make sense?
Yes. In fact, I love that distinction of, you know, this is much more than just kind of writing down a list on paper, although I believe there's value in that too.
Yeah.
But this is deeper work. This is actually feeling, you know, what it might be like to have this kind of man in your life and feeling of some of his, you know, real deep heart and character traits and characteristics. Because, you know, I know you mentioned, you know, he could be strong on the outside as well, but I noticed that most of the things you were listing were actually more focused on who this man would be in terms of his character and personality and really his overall essence of a man.
Right. Exactly. His essence of a man. Yeah. I think it's like a really interesting and fun process. It's actually really fun for women. It can be helpful and fun for women who are single and who are lonely, actually. You know, because I've had periods of time where I'm single and lonely, but if I'm able to, again, make this little shift and start to feel my man before he, you know, before he exists in my life, there's something that's really comforting about that. I can start to almost like, it's like, oh, okay, he's there. Like there's something, you know, it can be hard for some people to make that shift, but I really recommend trying to keeping the faith, keeping the hope, and enjoy him before he's here. Like enjoy the parts of this man that feel good to you before he's here. We're, I mean, our minds are powerful and our perception and what we are able to kind of fantasize and believe is really very powerful. And so you can feel an essence of someone before they exist in your life.
Oh, I love that. I also think, you know, what you're talking about here, Shelley, would also, you know, this envisioning and this feeling of this masculine man, I think that also would help women to tap into our feminine energy as well, because we can imagine ourselves in the context of a relationship with this kind of masculine person, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's something I was going to talk about as well. It's like, should I jump into feminine, being a feminine woman?
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, so I guess just a little bit of maybe just conceptual background about relationships. The women on this call, I imagine that you identify as feminine. And we all have both masculine and feminine energy within us. So I want to be clear about that. So, you know, when I'm in my work mode, I'm in more of my masculine mode and I'm driven and I'm purposeful. But when I'm, you know, in my romantic relationship, the position I want to be in my romantic relationship is the feminine position,
right?
Meaning I'm more relaxed, I'm taken care of, I'm wild sometimes or I'm soft, but I'm more of like, unless I'm not as driven as the masculine, I'm not as much in control necessarily, or I'm not as pointed as the masculine. And so it's important for us to understand that attraction happens between the masculine and the feminine. It's the opposites here that are attracted to one another. This is why we have preferences for men, right? The people on this call are wanting the right guy. You know, us women who like guys, we like them actually because they're different than us.
Right.
The difference between the masculine and feminine. So for women who are desiring that really masculine man that I was describing, that strong and purposeful, and you can just feel his strength, part of what attracts that man to you is your femininity. Actually, not part of what attracts it. What attracts him to you is your feminine essence. And so it is very important for us as women to re-embody our feminine essence. So, you know, in our world and in our culture in particular, we take on a lot of masculine energy.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is because it's really, it's valued out there in the workplace. You know, it's part of it is we don't feel confident, so we kind of take on that more directive and control role. We take on, as women, we take on a lot of masculine energy. And this ends up actually sabotaging us in love.
Mm.
And it's not to say that in your workplace, you absolutely take on your masculine energy, do whatever, you know, do whatever feels right. I do it. But in my relationship, if I bring my masculine energy to my relationship, it doesn't feel good.
Right.
I don't like it, and my man doesn't like it. I don't like being, you know, in control and directive and kind of like calling the shots. That doesn't feel good to me in my romantic relationship. What feels good is being the feminine. So this is a crucial piece for all you women who are looking for the right man. Part of how you attract him in is by getting in touch with your true feminine essence.
Yeah,
and that
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I think what you mentioned there was that, you know, just having this awareness that we both do have these, you know, a masculine and feminine energy, and that we as, you know, as women who are working in the workplace or are out, you know, making things happen in the world, may be in a more masculine energy there, and yet this awareness of, you know, what we might want or what how we want to feel in the context of a relationship, you know, that creates an awareness that allows us to, you know, perhaps consider shifting that masculine mm-hmm. energy into a more feminine energy when we're interacting with a potential romantic partner. So I just think that was a really important, you know, thing that you shared there, and just wanted to highlight that for a second.
Yeah, just exactly. Like, just in our romantic relationships and anywhere else, you know, that feels where it feels good and right to be more embodied as the feminine. I know as I've come into myself more and more, and I'm in my fullness, while there definitely are places in my life, like in my business, that I take on masculine energy and that feels really good. The more I'm getting in touch with the truth of me, the more I'm really honoring my feminine and, like, wanting her to, like, just be a large part of who I am. And I think it's important, like you were saying, you know, it's just important for us to understand how relationships work. You know, just in this, just kind of this fact that how masculine and feminine energy works with each other. And when we take on, as women, take on more masculine energy, the men we attract tend to be kind of softer guys or holding more feminine energy, whether that's softer or wishy-washy or ambivalent. They're not that, like, really strong strength man, because we're actually taking on the strength.
Right.
You attract your reciprocal. So if I'm like, calling the shots and setting up the dates and doing all the stuff, I'm not going to be with a man who's going to do that. He's going to, like, be sitting back.
Right, right.
You know? And there's only room for one masculine and one feminine. And when a woman who's, you know, probably meant to be feminine takes on a lot of masculine energy, she's going to attract in a man who's going to have less of a strong masculine energy himself. He's going to have more of the feminine kind of flow energy.
Right.
And that's how it works. I mean, I think a lot of women, I imagine, on this call are like, oh, yeah, like, that's happened to me, you know. We as women do it, we'll direct the conversation in, you know, on the date. We'll ask the questions. We get into that mode where it's, like, really directional. That's masculine energy.
Right.
So if you get into that mode, if you're listening and you get into that mode, what I would encourage you to do, take some deep breaths. Connect into your heart and just relax and let the man come to you. Let him make the plan for the date. Let him ask you questions. It doesn't mean you don't, you respond and you receive him, and you, of course there's a back and forth play. But watch yourself in being overly directional. Because it's probably not going to feel good.
Right.
It's probably not going to feel good.
Right. So I think I'm understanding you to say, Shelley, that as a woman takes on the masculine energy, then it's less likely she's going to be able to attract the kind of man that she wants. Or
mm-hmm.
another way to say
right.
that is, you know, by embodying her feminine energy, she will be able to attract the right guy. So can you give
totally.
Us some ideas on how she might do that?
Yeah. How she might take on more feminine energy and kind of drop
right.
back into feminine self. Yes, I can. So the first step always is what I talked about at the beginning of the call, which is feel into your heart, feel into your fullness within. Like feel into yourself, feel how beautiful you are, and kind of stabilize in that internal place. A lot of us, when we get nervous, that's when we take on the masculine energy and we'll start kind of pushing outwards. And so in order to counteract that nervous feeling or, you know, that masculine urge, just feel into who you are and drop into your heart and, like, stabilize. Know that you are okay. Other things that women can do, there's some essences to take on. I'll talk about the essences, and then I'll talk about actual practices. So some
okay.
essences of the feminine are she is receptive. The feminine receives. So if you can just start thinking of yourself as a receiver. Again, this is kind of an intuitive process. It's like, your mind might not understand exactly what I'm saying, but your heart probably does. It's like you're open to receiving a man. You're open to receiving energy into you. How receiving can look actually when you're with a man is you're listening to him. You're like really dropped in and you're listening to him. You're taking him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're really engaged in the conversation. That's a way to be receptive with a man. You're laughing at him if he's being funny, which hopefully is, because we love that.
right.
Right. You're taking him in, and a man that feels very good to a man. Other feminine essences are, one of my favorites is we are heart-centered and emotionally attuned, and we allow ourselves to feel. This one's really hard. You know, a lot of us
cycle
our emotions. But the feminine is a feeler, and she allows herself to feel kind of all the twists and turns of life. And she recognizes that as, like, a beautiful part of who she is. And it really is, you know, there's kind of this myth out there that men don't like women's feelings, or I've heard that, and it's definitely not true. I think what we do as women is we can hide our feelings away, and then we can, like, it can backfire, and we can, like, burst out at times, kind of become emotionally undone.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start to just allow ourselves to feel as feelings come up, the process becomes a lot smoother when we stop resisting them. So that's part of being a feminine woman, is feeling as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Some practices that we can implement to get more in touch with the feminine energy. A good one is dancing, actually. Dancing is like a classic feminine process, because it involves movement and flow and feeling your body and, like, just getting comfortable with yourself. I think that's a really good one. Like I said earlier, being in nature always connects me with my feminine essence. I kind of feel at home in nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? I feel like dropped in, and I can feel it to my heart, and I can feel like I can breathe. I had one, and I just forgot what it was. Oh, creating kind of a mood for yourself is a lovely one. I tell my clients before they go out on a date, like, create a mood, put on music that feels good to you, you know, again, maybe dance around, like, have candles, you know, take baths, do things that, like, help you just kind of drop into your heart in the way that I've been talking about.
Right.
Drop into your body and into your heart. Any practice that helps you feel full from the inside out, feel receptive, feel intuitive, feel like your true self, those are all practices of getting in touch with your feminine essence.
Mm. I love that. Essences and practices. It's kind of a neat thing to consider, you know, what might, you know, I would encourage all of our listeners to consider what might they experiment with, you know, to get really in touch with this feminine essence and to adopt some of these ideas and concepts that Shelley is offering here, because I think it's going to be really, really enjoyable, particularly for those of us that have a tendency to get out there in that masculine energy a little too much of the time, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. I would encourage, I love that you just said that, and it's so true. It's like, you all know, actually, deep within you, we all have this wisdom really deep within us that is telling us, I want to do this, or this would feel really good, or my soul is calling for this. Listen to those messages. That is your intuition, and that is your higher self, and it will guide you to do the things that feel really good for you. So there's a lot of practices that we can develop, and it will look a little different for each of us. But what the most important thing is for you to recognize what feels good to you. Mm-hmm. How do you take care of your feminine essence? How do you bring her out more? Because she wants to come out, probably.
Right, right.
She wants to be tapped into. She wants a voice. You know, it's likely that you want to feel adored. You want to feel your how beautiful you are and your magnificence. Your inner self, like, just keep listening to what it tells you to do to cultivate that energy. Could be a lot of different things. Could be gratitude and like I said earlier, journaling, anything that feels really good to you, start doing it. Trust yourself. You know. And as you continue those practices, you'll start to feel more like you. You'll start to feel more full and more real. And then we'll start to notice. As we take on our feminine energy, I mean, our radiance starts to, like, blare out to the world. And
right.
People notice. People notice a full heart. They really do. It creates kind of there's something that happens, and people can take note, and there's a glow that happens. So I encourage all the women on the call to start asking yourself, what do I want to do? How would my feminine essence, like, really want to be expressed? And go for it. It's really exciting.
It is really exciting, and I think it's, you know, really one of the very key ways that we as women and those of you on the call can, you know, create that fullness that Shelley spoke about at the beginning of the interview, you know, that helps you to be in a position to attract, you know, a healthy, happy, better, high-quality kind of relationship. And so I just love some of those ideas of these, you know, of the feminine essence and practices, and hope that you will all have lots of fun experimenting with that and getting back in touch with it. And I've been inspired just by listening to you, Shelley, to, you know, want to do it more myself, you know, and I think I'm a pretty feminine woman, but, you know, there's still more that I could do that I think would really enhance that, you know, fullness within me which, you know, ironically also gives us the ability to give more when we're full, mm-hmm. right? When we're not empty.
Totally. That's right. I know. I'm feeling inspired, too. I'm like, maybe I can get my paints out. I'm like, I want to start painting. When we fill from the inside out, we are more available to, we're abundant and we're kind of overflowing and we're able to give. And we all, as women, that's part of what we do. Like we are nurturers and we are givers. We're giving of that nurturing energy. A lot of us give from that empty place or that mm-hmm. we're overgivers and we feel burnt out.
Yeah.
And when we're giving from that place, I want to say a little bit about the overgiver because I imagine there's a lot of women who fall into that category.
Please do.
I'm a recovering overgiver myself. I know all about it. When we don't feel good enough, we tend to give more to make up for what we think we lack.
Mm.
That's simply what happens. When I don't feel like I'm good enough as I am, I am going to give and give and give. Hopefully you'll like me if I give you extra.
Kind of
the underlying message. And it leads to burnout. And it leads us to feel so unsatisfied in relationships. Because, as I said earlier, it's that whatever energy you lead with, you end up with. So it's like that, I don't have enough energy.
Right.
So the way that we deal with being overgivers is we have to fill up from the inside first. We have to, like, really tap into that self-love, start to feel our fullness within, start to really care for ourselves deeply. And when we do that, it's like this little barometer raises, and it's like, I feel it in myself. It's like, oh, it's going up. Like, I'm filling. And I just start overflowing. Then actually, like, what I'm giving, I mean, my gifts, who knows what, they vary in what they are. But, like, in many ways, and this may sound odd, but then my presence actually becomes a gift. Because I'm just like, I am love, you know. I am love, and I love people very easily from that full place. And I can be present with them, and I feel abundant. The process of loving from that full place is so much more enjoyable, and it's a give and take, like you receive.
Right.
So for all the overgivers out there, go through this process. Let's start with the self-love.
I love that you just shared that, and I thought that was so profound. When you said, you know, when we feel like less, we tend to give more. And I know that most of us as women have definitely experienced that where, you know, the giving that is such a part of our nature and really a divine part of our feminine nature becomes, you know, kind of, it becomes, rather than a gift, it becomes, you know, problematic because we overgive to the point that we're so depleted. And so I love this balance that you're, you know, talking about striking here and helping women, you know, get the fullness that they need.
Yeah.
And then I loved it when you said then your mere presence becomes a gift. I think that's really That's really, really beautiful.
It's true. It's like you are the gift. You are the gift. Your heart, your soul, your truth, that's the gift. So take care of it because that is how you can be of maximum service to everyone around you. That's how you can really share gifts. You are the gift. You.
Mm. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, if you were to break down the process of how to attract the right guy in a few steps, what would those be?
Okay. I got the three steps. One, self-love, what we've been talking about through the whole call, just like fill up from the inside out, know how magnificent you are, do practices that help you tap into that love. You know, my biggest spiritual practice is like feeling my heart. Literally, mm-hmm. I just feel it. Just feel into my heart, and I let it tell me what to do. I let it guide me. Fill up from the inside out and kind of feel into your heart. Number two is, who is that man that you want? Start, as we talked about, know who he is. What is his essence? What does he feel like? Start to feel him before he comes.
Mm.
You know, feel out who he is. And then three, practice embodying your feminine energy, your radiance, your light. Enjoy yourself as a feminine woman. You know, let her come out, let her play. Know that she's not just nice, too. the feminine is an important piece, too, because I think sometimes you can think, oh, I want to be like kind of the feminine, nice woman. You know, the feminine is also destructive and wild. If you think about nature, nature is the feminine. So there's volcanoes and there's like rip currents and there's a lot of, it's not just about being nice, although that's a part of it, but she's real. She's emotional. She's full. She can be sensual. She can be anything that feels right to her. Anything that feels authentic to you as far as your feminine essence. And again, ask your intuition what that is. And then start embodying those characteristics and qualities in your life. And he will come right in. A lot of them will. Use the boundary thing. Start screening them. And listen to your intuition. If your intuition says no, then it's probably a no. And wait for the right one to come in. Wait for your intuition to be like, that's the one. And remember, you're choosing him. You choose him. He comes mm-hmm. in, and you get to choose him.
I love yeah. that. Ooh, I love that. Yeah, that was beautiful. It's still so exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is so exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. So, Shelley, I wonder if you could share with our listeners. I know they'd probably be pretty interested in knowing a little bit more about you and where you're at in your own journey in love and where you are on this path of reintegrating your feminine essence.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I really love sharing my personal process with people because I think we are all on this path together, you know?
Right.
We're all in this together, and especially as women, too, there's just like a sisterhood among us, and we are all trying to do this thing called life and this thing of. So, yeah, it's really important for me to share my truth about my process, too, and where I'm at. I'm looking for my right guy right now.
Right.
And it's fun. It's been really fun to be able, this is the first time I've been dating from that place where I can really contact my fullness
mm-hmm.
and where I feel really, really worthy. And it, gosh, it makes such a difference. It's like a totally different experience. And I have to say, I want to say to the callers, like, there are really good men out there. There are really good men out there. I have been, like, kind of blown away by
I love that you said that.
Yeah.
I think so many women, you know, start to wonder about that. So I just love
yeah.
that you reinforce that because I believe I that as well.
They're totally there. I had no idea. They are there. And so it feels really good. I'm attracting my man in. I can feel him. You know, I can feel his essence. I know the type of man he is. And I'm just enjoying practicing being in my feminine essence and radiating and getting lots of, you know, like loving attention and practicing setting my boundaries, practicing listening to my intuition when it comes to men. And it's been a big journey. I mean, and it will continue to be because that's what relationships are. They're you know, I believe they're meant to teach us lessons. And I'm learning from this phase in my journey as well. And it just feels really good. So get out there, women, and like feel your fullness and know how amazing you are, and just like let them come to you. They're there. Know that they're there. These men, these really good men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shelley, so much for sharing so generously and so authentically from your heart. I really felt the power of what you've shared with us today, and I know it's going to be of such great benefit to so many of our listeners, and I'm so thrilled that you were so willing to share so much of your wisdom and your gifts with us today. And I know that you have also generously offered to provide a special gift for the callers on the TeleSummit, and I believe that's your ebook called Love Lessons. Is that correct?
Yeah, my ebook, Love Lessons. So it's a little mini ebook, and there's 5 love lessons in there, including how do I find my soulmate, why does love drive me crazy, what's the foundation of relationships, and there's just articles about each of those questions, 5 questions, and I'm so happy to gift that to everyone on the call. And it's been such a pleasure to be a part of this and to help kind of spread the love and spread the message. It's lovely.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for the gift. And I just want to let our callers know that to access that ebook, Love Lessons, that Shelley was just telling us about, you would go to readyfortherightguy.com/Shelley, and that's Shelly. And you'll be able to access the ebook there. And so we're going to get ready to wrap up here in just a moment, but I want to just ask Shelley if you have any last one or two words of wisdom that you want to share with the participants before we wind up for today.
The thing that just popped in my mind when you said that was just like, know you are so worth it. Like, know how deeply loved and lovable you are. Know that you can have the right man. You really can. And enjoy the journey. Enjoy him coming into you, to your life, because he's going to come in. So, yeah, and thank you all so much for being a part of this.
Thank you, Shelley. That was so beautiful. And I just want to remind all of you that we're so grateful that you have been here and have chosen to be here with us today. We know that life is busy, and we just want to congratulate you for taking a stand for what you want in your life. And I do want to quickly remind you that during the Ready for the Right Guy Global TeleSummit, you'll have access to over 20 love and relationship experts, and you'll be able to listen to the calls like you did this interview live, and then the replays will be available for 48 hours after each interview. And also, knowing that you're busy and may not be able to catch all of the interviews live, I just want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global TeleSummit VIP package and purchase the MP3 recordings of all of the interviews, and that way you can listen at your own convenience and have access to these calls for your own personal library. And the event pricing, we have special event pricing for the VIP upgrade package, which is available at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. So thank you so much for being here with us today. And I again want to thank our special guest, Shelley Bullard, once again. And I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global TeleSummit. Shelley and I are sending you much love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for your right guy. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.